Very good morning. You tuned into Lotus FM. It is now 10:30. It's a Tuesday. Welcome to a medical feature called Hey Doc. So it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have expert insights on AI-assisted mammography and breast cancer screening. This morning, I'm joined by surgeon Dr. Justice Apfelstedt, and he's going to, you know, give us more insight about this topic right here on the show. If you need to ask any questions, you have any questions, you can go ahead and drop us a WhatsApp message to 071-613-7803. Good morning, Doctor. Thank you so much for making the time to chat with us.
Good morning, Priya. Good morning, listeners.
Doctor, you know, it's a very interesting topic, and because of how interesting it is, the questions, what are the key benefits of AI-assisted mammography compared to traditional methods?
In essence, the mammography for the patient remains the same. The big difference here is the interpretation of the image. You know, mammography in essence is a black and white image, and as such lends itself to computerized interpretation and analysis. And here comes the big difference. Artificial intelligence learns itself from feedback that we're giving it what is a cancer and what is not. And like any other machine, it does not tire, it is very consistent, and it is very sensitive by now. Actually, so much that it's now better than human readers, or at least as good. You know, the human readers have our off times. We might get sick. We might have a post-lunch slump, or we may be in some or other way, our attention may be taken off by something that happens in the environment where we're reading. But this does not happen to a machine. And it's consistent from 8 o'clock in the morning to late 9 o'clock at night. And you could even run this through the night. Furthermore, and this is especially important for a country like ours, which is a developing country with limited resources, it takes about a week to train an AI system, and it costs about 500,000 rand to implement it. How much does it cost a human reader? It takes about 12 years of specialist education and experience over years to become in any way good. And that's a major difference.
This is so interesting, Doctor. Tell us more now. How does AI improve the accuracy of breast cancer detection?
You know, you can fit millions and millions of mammograms into a system and give the system the feedback, what is a cancer and what isn't. And then the system works on its own and analyzes these images. So it's actually a computer-based application. And just to give you an idea, I'm a very experienced mammography reader, and I've read in my professional lifetime about 100,000 to 150,000 mammograms, which is an extensive experience, whereas an AI-based system can easily hug back to more than a million mammograms, and the feedback is quite clear that a human lifetime will not suffice to get this much experience.
It just keeps on getting more interesting, Doc. What specific technologies are currently being used in AI-assisted mammography?
It is conventional, technology, full field digital mammography with tomography, and like I say, the machine is pretty standard. A new development here is the software, and the software makes all the difference.
We're going to come back after a quick song break to find out more from Dr. Justice Apfelstedt. He's a surgeon with special interest in breast health. We're chatting about such an interesting topic, right? We're chatting about AI-assisted mammography and breast cancer screening. Keep it locked into Lotus FM.